Welcome to Heartbeat of Humanity, a podcast series for staff and volunteers in the Red Cross Red Crescent movement working with mental health and psychosocial support services. My name is Jesper Gule and I am a communications officer working for the IFRC Psychosocial Center. This year, 2023, marks the 30-year anniversary of the PS Center. In 1993, the center was established in Copenhagen as a response to a growing realization in the Red Cross Red Crescent movement that international emergency responses needed a psychosocial support element. This recognition of mental health and psychosocial support as an integral part of the movement's response programs has only been growing, and so has the PS Center. Never before has the PS Center produced so many resources, conducted so many trainings, engaged in so many advocacy events, or responded to so many requests from national societies. But how are these services perceived? Do we offer the correct support to the national societies intending to implement MSPSS services in their programs? And most importantly, how can we improve to offer even better support in the future? To shed light on these questions, in 2022, the PS Center hired an external consultant to review the activities and functions of the PS Center. Which leads me to you, Rebecca. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
You are the person hired to conduct the evaluation of the PS Center. And before I ask you to present the findings, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So my name is Rebecca Horn. I'm a psychosocial specialist based in the UK. But since 2003, I've been working in settings really affected by conflict and displacement mainly, mostly as a freelance psychosocial specialist. So I've had the opportunity to work with lots of different organizations in different settings around the world. And some of what I do is evaluations. So I was very pleased to have the opportunity to work with the Psychosocial Center on this particular evaluation last year.
And how would you describe your work on the evaluation report? What was the task you were asked to do?
Yes, so there were very specific tasks that I was asked to do. So it was overall to review the activities and the functions of the Psychosocial Centre over the last 7 years. So it's a retrospective review. I was looking at the progress and the achievements of the centre over that period, and looking in particular at them in relation to the original set of functions which were established when the Psychosocial Centre began in 2004. So as well as looking at what had been achieved, I was also looking at how the systems, the organisation, the structure and the other factors influenced the ability of the centre really to be effective in terms of those aims and functions. And generally, I was looking at the changes that the Psychosocial Centre helped to bring about within the national societies themselves and within the IFRC, and then more broadly within the MHPSS sphere. So it was looking backwards at what had been achieved, what the barriers might have been, but my role was not to include making recommendations.
How did you conduct this evaluation? Who did you approach and who did you ask?
Yeah, thank you. So I wasn't doing this alone. There was a steering group, and that consisted of three people, one from the Psychosocial Centre, one from the IFRC Secretariat, and one from the Danish Red Cross. And they helped to steer and guide this evaluation and point me in the direction of the sources of information that we really needed. So that included a desk review, so a review of all kinds of different documents that had been produced by the Psychosocial Centre over the previous 7 years, plus data or information collected on trainings and so on. We developed between us a survey which was available in English, French and Spanish and was distributed to all the MHPSS focal persons in national societies and some other people as well, to ask them for their reflections on the Psychosocial Centre and their experiences of using their resources. So we received responses from 38 people for that survey. But the main part of the data collection was key informant interviews. And this consisted of online discussions with 50 individuals who had knowledge of the Psychosocial Centre's work. It included people who were currently working in the Psychosocial Centre themselves, but also National Society, MHPSS technical persons. and IFRC representatives, both senior managers, MHPSS technical people at the secretariat and within regions, and also some regional health representatives. And then also ICRC were represented, and some donors, interagency partners and academic partners of the centre.
What is the PS Centre's role and function according to the stakeholders interviewed?
Thank you. Yes. So we did produce a report with all kinds of details about this. But if I give a general overview of the analysis, over the last 7 years, the Psychosocial Centre has really become stronger and stronger in certain areas. It's absolutely seen as a centre of expertise in the psychosocial field, both within the movement and outside. It's really highly valued and is seen to have been made to have made a huge contribution, both within the movement and outside. So that's particularly in terms of the resources which have been produced. And I can say more about that in a little bit, if you like. But also the trainings and the collaborations between the Psychosocial Centre and other humanitarian actors like the World Health Organization, UNICEF, IOM and others. And its role in terms of advocacy has been particularly strong and increasingly strong, I would say, over the last 7 years. So I guess those are the highlights that I'd like to mention.
But if we focus first on how the centre is perceived within the movement, what can you say about that?
Yeah, within the movement, the Psychosocial Centre is seen as a really important resource. It's known to be globally recognised, both within and outside the movement. It's very much respected and seen as a crucial source of support for national societies. One of its key roles in terms of within the movement, I think, over the period covered by the evaluation, is that it's really strengthened collaboration and focus on MHPSS issues within the movement. It's created an increasing awareness of MHPSS through its activities, and also a shared vision, so that national societies, the IFRC and others within the movement really have a common vision of what MHPSS means within the movement, what the approach is that the movement takes to MHPSS. And part of that has been the development of a shared language around MHPSS. Of course, the Psychosocial Centre was a key actor in the development of the MHPSS resolution and policy. And that's really contributed greatly to this increased focus on MHPSS within the movement.
Rebecca, how are the materials and trainings developed and provided by the PS Centre perceived within the Red Cross, Red Crescent movement?
Yeah, the materials are really a kind of the highlight, I think, or a huge strength of what the Psychosocial Centre has done over the last 7 years. And that's really been appreciated and recognised within the movement. The quality of the materials, they're high quality, they're relevant, they're accessible. And that's been a key contribution of the centre. Not only the quality, but the speed with which they've been produced in response to events was universally appreciated. So, for example, when the COVID-19 pandemic began, the Psychosocial Centre was really fast in producing materials to enable national societies to respond in terms of supporting the mental health and psychosocial well-being of people in their communities. And the evaluation showed that the resources produced by the centre are very well used, in fact, by national societies as well as by others. I think the other thing to mention is that over the period of the evaluation, there were very new and creative ways developed of sharing information and resources, especially since 2020, and the COVID pandemic, of course, had an influence on that. And these new creative ways of sharing resources were seen very positively by people within the movement. They found these resources much more accessible than they had been previously. One thing to note, I think, is that there's a need to produce resources which reflect a wider range of the cultural context represented within the national societies. And the language issue as well, that the materials are available in English, some available in French, Spanish and Arabic. But that was an issue which kind of blocked a little bit some of the national societies from making full use and benefiting fully from those resources. So in terms of trainings as well, this the what used to be called the Psychosocial Academy and then now is called the MHPSS Training Institute. That's also a core strength of the Psychosocial Centre. National societies and others expressed a real need for training in mental health and psychosocial support. And the capacity strengthening opportunities, a whole range of them that are offered by the Psychosocial Centre, were perceived to be relevant and of high quality. The training topics were the kind of things that national societies wanted to receive, although there were areas where they would like to where they'd like to learn more about different sorts of subjects. But the focus on basic psychosocial skills was seen as really key and crucial. There were a few barriers that hindered some national societies from taking part in trainings, one being that the global trainings take part in Copenhagen, and that was not accessible to some national societies. There are issues again around language, but there were also some great examples of regionally focused trainings. That's what people were really keen on, and there were some good examples of that highlighted in the evaluation.
Rebecca, can you give an overview of external factors that are crucial for the center's work?
Yes, thank you. So, I was looking really at some of the factors to do, not so much to do with governance, but more to do with the organisation. So, one thing that became clear was around financing. And over the 7-year period that I was focusing on, there's been an increase in project-based funding. So I mentioned that the Psychosocial Centre is engaged in lots of really exciting collaborations around research and implementation projects. And those projects come with funding, but that's also gone alongside a reduction in unrestricted funding. So that's meant that the Psychosocial Centre has not had the ability it would have, I think, liked to have had to focus on its core functions and strategic objectives. So that's one issue. The second to mention is the alignment of the Psychosocial Centre with other movement entities. So the relationship, for example, with the IFRC Secretariat is really crucial. And the regional IFRC offices are important partners as well for the centre. There's in some locations, in some regions, there are regional MHPSS delegates, and when they are in place, it really improves communication and collaboration with the national societies. There are also in some locations regional MHPSS networks, and those are fantastically valuable where they exist. The networks of MHPSS focal persons who are based within each national society also create an important foundation for the work of the Psychosocial Centre. So these networks of MHPSS actors and focal points across the movement are really important. In some places, they're stronger than others, and that's really contributed to the extent to which the Psychosocial Centre is able to connect with national societies. And then just to mention as well, in terms of the psychosocial centres' structures and systems themselves, people would like more representation of the psychosocial centre within it, of the diversity that exists within the movement, because they felt that this would then be reflected in the resources that were developed, the kind of support offered to national societies, and so on. And also, I think there was a strong desire expressed for a stronger presence of the psychosocial centre within the regions themselves in order to build networks, support focal people, and have a stronger collaboration, I think, with the IFRC regional MHPSS persons.
And if we shift our gaze and look outside the movement, how is the Peace Centre perceived outside the Red Cross Red Crescent movement?
Thank you. That's a good question. It's the Psychosocial Centre has extremely high levels of respect from and engagement with the broader MHPSS field. I mentioned, I think, before that it's been engaged in an increasing number of collaborative projects over the 7-year period that I reviewed. That's including research and the development of community-based MHPSS interventions, along with other humanitarian actors. And the Psychosocial Centre is perceived to be a very strong partner in these collaborations. I think the co-chair position of the IASC MHPSS reference group, which the Psychosocial Centre has held since, I think, 2015, that position has really increased its visibility and the opportunities which it has taken to be involved in new developments and initiatives in the MHPSS field. So that's made a big difference, that role of co-chair. And over the period I reviewed, humanitarian diplomacy has been an increasingly strong aspect of the Psychosocial Centre's work, as has its engagement in research and implementation projects and so on.
And now to maybe the most interesting question. You have touched upon it already. What were the main points of criticism? How can we do better?
Yes, it is a good question. And of course, it's an important aspect of any evaluation to look at how things can be done better. So these points of criticism really build on the sense that the products, services of the Psychosocial Centre are hugely appreciated. So the criticisms centred really around the theme of enabling national societies to benefit from them more fully. So as I mentioned, for resources and trainings to reflect a wider range of cultural contexts and to be available in a wider range of languages, and the issue as well of global trainings taking place at the centre in Copenhagen. So financial costs, challenges of getting a visa, create some barriers for some national societies in accessing those. And a related issue, I think, national societies with stronger MHPSS capacity were able to make better use of Psychosocial Centre training materials and opportunities than those national societies with less MHPSS capacity. So where people have less capacity, they're not systematically supported to strengthen their MHPSS knowledge, skills and activities. And we also found that national societies who are not very active currently in MHPSS, but perhaps would like to become so, they're much less likely to reach out to the Psychosocial Centre for help. They lack the resources, although the materials, of course, are available to everyone, the resources are available to everybody, they can access them very easily. But without some knowledge and foundation, it's hard for national societies to know which resources are relevant to them, and to adapt them without some kind of technical support so that they're useful for their context. There was some concern expressed that the Psychosocial Centre put a lot of effort into producing and delivering training materials, but there weren't always the systems in place to enable participants to put what they've learned into practice. So they might attend the training, but not necessarily then be able to go back to their own context and implement that, to develop the necessary skills to do that. So the mentoring function of the Psychosocial Centre was seen to be really crucial, especially for national societies and others who are new to MHPSS and who don't have other forms of technical support. And that kind of mentoring function was perceived to be limited currently. It's something that people thought could be strengthened and would really strengthen the impact that the Psychosocial Centre's work has within national societies. I've mentioned already this point to do with lack of diversity or perceived lack of diversity within the Psychosocial Centre staff team and its location in Copenhagen. And that was felt by some to hinder the centre's ability to fully support national societies globally to develop their MHPSS capacity. And just, it's a slightly different point, but also to mention that evaluation of trainings currently has consisted of assessments really about knowledge. Has knowledge changed? Have people strengthened their knowledge of a particular issue? But there hasn't up to now been a systematic evaluation of whether people have acquired skills or whether people put that training into practice when they go back to their own home context. So that's made it a bit difficult to examine in a systematic way the actual impact of capacity building initiatives offered by the Psychosocial Centre. I'd say those were the main points.
Okay, that's very interesting. And again, you've touched upon it, but if you look ahead, the stakeholders you talk to at a national level, at a regional level, within the movement, what do they want from the Peer Centre in the future? What do they wish for?
Well, I think the quality of what the psychosocial centre produces is already perceived to be excellent. So it's a matter of continuing to maintain that very high standard. But to make these resources, trainings, and other opportunities more accessible to national societies who've got less MHPSS capacity and or are not able to take part in trainings based in Europe. So a stronger presence within the regions, I think, and more a stronger integration across the movement to strengthen collaborative approaches and support for national society MHPSS focal points was something that people wanted. So it was more about taking what's great about the centre, and there is so much that's great about the centre, and just making it more accessible, making it more meaningful to people who aren't able to access it easily at the moment.
Rebecca, I know it's a bit out of the scope of the evaluation report, but I began by saying that this year, 2023, marks the 30-year anniversary of the Peace Centre. If we look ahead for the next 30 years, what suggestions can be derived from the work for the future organisation of the centre?
Yeah, it's a little bit out of the scope, and I was told not to make recommendations, but these are just suggestions, I guess, so I can do that. And my suggestions, as I mentioned in my answer to the last question, really centre around the need to make the work of the psychosocial centre more accessible and available to national societies. And I'd hope over the next 30 years, it's possible to do that and to integrate the work of the psychosocial centre more strongly within the movement. So that might involve some kind of decentralisation of the MHPSS training, certainly stronger coordination between the psychosocial centre, the IFRC regional offices, and the national societies. That would be a great thing to see develop over the coming decades. Maybe some locally based psychosocial centre resource people might be a way to make that happen. And also the strengthening of these, which they already exist, but these regional MHPSS networks are really, where they do exist, they're really effective. So that includes the IFRC regional MHPSS delegates and the MHPSS networks and the MHPSS focal points within national societies. All of these people play such an important role in taking what the psychosocial centre produces so well and operationalising that for the specific context in which they work. The other point I'd make is about strengthening evaluation, of course. So the evaluation of the actual impact and effectiveness of trainings and the resources produced. So my suggestions for the next 30 years really reflect the great value that's placed on the psychosocial centre's work within the movement already, and a kind of desire or aim to enable it to have an even greater impact on the National Society's MHPSS programming and practice in the future.
Rebecca, thank you very much for taking your time to present the results of the evaluation report.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Heartbeat of Humanity. In this episode, Rebecca Horn presented the main results of the evaluation report of the Peer Center activities and functions conducted in 2022. You can find the full report on the Peer Center website. I will leave a link in the show notes. On the website, you can also find manuals, webinars, policy documents, program materials, educational videos, and information about upcoming trainings. My name is Jesper Gule, and I hope you enjoyed listening to this Heartbeat of Humanity podcast. Remember that mental health matters.